Chapter 24. Marvid rounded the corner to find a spidery cleaning droid moving down the corridor ahead of him, also fleeing the battle in the main part of the residence. Its reservoir orb was dripping blue solvent, and he found himself fighting a sudden urge to blast the droid for damaging the floor. Of course, that would only have spilled even more solvent onto the delicate Larmel stone, and Marvid was surprised to realize how much the stress of the Jedi attack had affected his judgment. Twice already, he had caught himself pursuing such faulty lines of thought, and once he had actually considered simply abandoning his poor wounded brother. Fortunately, Kalumai did not suffer such mental lapses for long. Marvid had narrowed his options to two. He could go to the residence hangar and attempt to escape in the blast boat that he and Kratheus kept for just these sort of emergencies, or he could use his biot, Savara II, and flee through the gate. The considerations for each option were numerous, but the ultimate decision hung on a few likelihoods. If he fled in the blast boat, Kratheus would certainly die. Base Prime would be lost. Marvid would be hunted by Jedi for the rest of his life, and Han Solo would live. If Marvid fled through the gate, well, he didn't really know what would happen. But the Jedi would be forced to follow him into the same dark side nexus that had driven Bardoon mad. And under those circumstances, Marvid's superior intellect would prove decisive. With luck, he might even be able to eliminate the entire strike team and keep Base Prime secure. Besides, with Solo still trapped inside the gate chamber, Marvid would have a chance to kill him on the way through. That made the choice easy. As Marvid and his two companions began to overtake the droid, it quickly moved to the wall and drew its tangle of arms in tight. Marvid was still leading his brother's power body by remote control, and the droid glanced briefly in Kratheus's direction before looking back to Marvid.
"Are we evacuating?"
it asked.
"Should I proceed to the hangar?"
"No need for that," Marvid said.
He moved to the opposite wall and led Kratheus past the droid.
"It's just a little Jedi problem. I'm on my way to take care of it now."
"You are? I am relieved to—"
The droid's reply ended in the snap hiss of an igniting lightsaber. A head clunked to the floor, then more pieces began to drop as the lightsaber groaned and growled. Marvid stopped to look back and found Savara II hopping around the droid, hacking it apart with wild, frenzied attacks.
"Two?"
he barked.
"What are you doing?"
Two brought the blade down in a fierce strike, slicing the reservoir orb apart and unleashing a flood of cleaning solvent.
"I'm practicing," she said, "for the Jedi."
"Then stop it,"
Marvid said, trying to hide his dismay. In most ways, Two was a great disappointment to him, but at least the biot succeeded where it really counted. She had the Force. He started down the corridor again.
"Anyway, you're not ready to fight Jedi yet."
"I feel ready,"
Two said. She force sprang to his side, then began to whirl the lightsaber in a pretty red circle.
"I'm ready to die for you, Marvid."
"I would rather you didn't," Marvid said.
His gaze was already fixed on a chrome alloy vestibule ahead, where a pair of gleaming hatches hung on opposite walls.
"You're more used to me alive."
"But I would fight them for you, Marvid."
Two reached over and stroked Marvid's cranium.
"I'd do anything for you,"